Well, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's start out with a scripture Brother McCurry referred to last night in talking about the kingdom. What is kingdom? Romans chapter 14. And if you tune up your ear, the word is, the kingdom is just woven all through the word. It's not a new concept. It's radical because it's the word. It's not radical because it's a new concept. Romans 14, verse 17. For the kingdom of God is, looks like we're fixing to fine tune it here.
Yes.
Is not meat and drink. It's not tangible, outward things. But it's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
This pursuit of the Spirit is the only way you'll find the principles of the kingdom to start operating in your life.
That's right.
Now, and there's a lot of spirit out there. You know, I was led. The Spirit told me that. Well, you be sure, and you can be sure. I'm not saying that it's a discouragement. I'm just saying the Word says you can learn to walk in the Spirit.
Yeah.
It's going to be a process. But it's worth pursuing it.
Yes.
It's worth pursuing it. That's where this kingdom, the word kingdom is a sphere of influence. We all say, Jesus, I can declare Jesus is Lord when we sing a song here. I know there are areas in my life where He's not Lord. And, you know, in the reality. We have a desire for it to happen. But the reality is the word set in motion steps we can take where it can become a reality.
Amen.
Yeah.
Don't shortchange what this life is about.
Yes.
It's not, I think I'm just going to try my best and then die. Jesus demonstrated that a man, a human, could walk in 100% lordship.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Right.
Hebrews 4 says He was tempted in all things as we are, yet
Amen.
He did not fall short of the mark. Now I've heard Jesus most of my life. I heard Him as the unreachable goal, to reach the unreachable star. You know what I mean? It was just here's the pattern, and I never have a hope to achieve the pattern. That's the way I was brought up,
yeah.
And it was always an excuse to say, well, it's okay not to pursue after a real Lord. You know, life under His lordship. But I'm here to tell you, we are responsible, folks. I saw a little slip this morning that Andrew had, and that said, kingdom now.
Yes.
That's what it's now.
Yeah.
Yes. Amen.
He's coming to receive a kingdom.
Yes, He is. That's right.
A kingdom's not ready quite yet, folks.
Amen.
I'm not looking for Him any minute.
Yes.
I'm looking for His appearing.
Yes.
In our lives,
yeah.
But there is much territory to be brought under His lordship.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to anybody else but me.
Amen.
So you say the same thing to you. All right, if it's all tied up in the Holy Ghost, we've got to press into having a, you know, we hear Spirit-filled, Spirit-led. Yeah, maybe. I'm saying in a lot of what I mouth with my mouth, it's maybe Spirit-led. I'm here to pursue that it's definitely Spirit-led, that I know how to hear the Spirit. That I know, and while we're walking out in our daily lives, I'm not, you know, this is a great week, but it's got to be applicable where I am.
Yes.
I've spent the majority of my life was spent thinking that if I went into, quote, full-time service, that somehow or another that would be the way to make Him Lord. Well, I'm telling you, it's Lord in wherever you find yourself.
Amen. Amen.
And it's doable. It's not in works. It's in Him being Lord.
Yes.
Go with me to John chapter 3. Jesus introduced this principle of the kingdom early on. Like I say, I don't know where the save from your sins, but not Him being Lord. I don't know where that concept permeated into the church, but it seems to, you know, be being there pretty much. We're saved for a purpose, and that's to come under His Lordship. Of course, this is Jesus with Nicodemus. Verse 2, chapter 3, verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto Him, Rabbi, we know that Thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that Thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, we'll come back to that one. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water, natural birth, you know, we're raised in a water environment in our mothers, and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. Now that being born again is the beginning point to even find out what the kingdom of God is. And I have never been so convinced that 100% lordship is attainable by us. Don't take anything less. I don't care what you see in your life right now, don't you take anything less, because the Word of God is giving you every pressure and every tool to press into Him being Lord.
Right.
You know, we know the Lord of the house, the servants, if they're halfway in service to Him, lordship to Him, they're not around very long. You know, He is the Lord of the house. That's what He's called us, and like I say, He is not throwing us out prematurely, thank God. I've got a long way to go. But I see this Word backing up every step, and it's saying now, where you are, not later, not when this situation changes, not when things look like they get better, now. Okay, so Jesus has said, you're born again, you can see that there's a concept called the kingdom. Not a concept. You can see that there's a reality called the kingdom of God. King. He is king. He also says, unless you be born again, you cannot even start to enter into that.
Right.
Then the rest of this Word, I mean, Jesus, the foundation, He's saying, kingdom is the ultimate goal. You're born again so you can move into that goal of Him, not goal, that reality of you being under His Lordship.
Amen.
And the vehicle for that is the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So it's up to us to, wherever you, harvest fields, springs of life, whoever else, where you're planted, it's up to you to find the order where you're planted in and start growing in the Spirit. Then it's going to be more than just a phrase that He's Lord. Kingdom. It's not a phrase. It's this process that's going on daily. You coming under His Lordship. Go with it to Matthew. And it must be very important. What's called the Lord's Prayer, which again is, He said, when you pray in this manner. I appreciate what He said. If we were, you know, the church I grew up in, we repeated the Lord's Prayer like it was this holy ritual. Well, I'm sorry. He said, pray this in this manner. These are the principles you need to be praying. Matthew chapter 6. Verse 9. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What's the first? Pray in this manner. God, you've got to help me.
Yeah.
See, it's getting the order right. Hallowed be thy name. You are lifted above everything. And that's where everything begins. Otherwise, we will remain in this lower state if we're not saying, here's where the right priority is. Hallowed be thy name. And again, these are the principles to pray. I'm not repeating, hallowed be thy name, no. Be like Mr. Bean, you know, where the monotony is going, no. We don't want that. Thy kingdom come. Your sphere of influence. I want it to come, Lord. And I can point here the first place. Forget about taking the city for right now.
Amen.
Thy kingdom come. Your influence. Let it come right here. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I don't see any abandonment of this earth yet.
Amen.
I see He's wanting His will to be done in the earth as it already is established in heaven.
Yes, amen.
And it's got to start in this earth.
Yes.
I can't look back. I don't have to look very far, folks. Give us this day our daily bread. Okay, then our needs that He already has knowledge of come into the picture. I rarely would have time to get past the first two principles if I practiced them.
Yeah. Yeah.
True.
Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Everything should begin and end with thy kingdom come. Lord, let your kingdom come in me. Go over with me a couple more chapters. Matthew chapter 12. I mean chapter 11. John the Baptist kept saying repent, which is what? Change your way of thinking. That's where most of this sphere of influence has got to happen.
Yeah.
It's how I set up my thinking process.
Yeah.
And I change it. You know, when you catch yourself where it's not oriented toward His ultimate high, just change it.
Yeah.
There's no condemnation. We've been singing. There's no condemnation. I've been redeemed. Don't wallow in the fact that you weren't putting Him first in anything. Just change it.
Yes.
That's all. And if it's constant changing during the day, that's good. Good. I'm not looking at that side of the change. I'm looking at this side of the change. Okay. Verse 12, chapter 11, verse 12. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. I'm going to read this. I just took the definitions from Strong's and just wrote them in my margin. If you put the words together, this is not my own, but I'm just, listen to this. This is where the kingdom now comes in. This is where your responsibility and my responsibility comes in. And keeping in mind, if the kingdom of God is His, in Him being Lord, His sphere of influence, which applies, you know, it's not a phrase. It's not a church. The vehicle is the church, but it's up to where His sphere of influence is in this earth.
Yes,
in this earth. From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven is to be seized. And the energetic, the forcers, seize it.
Yes, amen. Hallelujah.
I don't see anything about placards demonstrating against immoral issues. I'm not totally against that, don't get me wrong. That's not bringing the kingdom of God to this earth.
Amen.
Ch- chances, that's not the right word, opportunities for you to seize His Lordship are going to have to be seized.
Yes.
You know, Lee was telling last night about things starting to look going down a certain road. Well, he had the choice. Do I seize this opportunity to come under His Lordship, or do I just keep let the grinding and the worry go away?
Yes.
Is every situation you're in going to be erased and magically changed by a simple prayer? Mine haven't. And I still seize the opportunity. Seize His Lordship. So you're seizing, hallowed be Thy name. I recognize who You are. And whether or not my situation changes, I'm not downplaying. Now, sometimes I don't stand long enough. I don't stand firm in the Word to see something change. And I should do more of that. That's not dependent on Him being Lord. And yet there's promises to back up situations changing. Okay? The kingdom of heaven is to be seized. And the energetic ones, the forcers, seize it. I can be born again and sit back and not seize the kingdom.
That's right.
And the word says it. Except a man be born again, he cannot even see that there's an opportunity to make him Lord.
Yes.
Unless he's born again, he cannot even start to take the steps to enter into that. You see, I thought the church was, GC was going to make a kingdom and I was going to be able to walk into it. Or wherever you are, you know, with the church you're in. Somebody's going to get something going and I want to be part of it. The vehicle is the church.
Amen.
The body of Christ. I'm not discounting that. But whether or not someone walks in the kingdom is whether or not someone walks in the kingdom.
That's right.
It's whether or not you choose to be energetic, to go beyond your own strength.
Amen.
I'm not, you know, everything that I thought was going to change hasn't. Except me. If you can develop that kind of lifestyle, you're the one that's going to change. Are you going to see, well, look over, hold your place there, we may come back there. Romans, Romans chapter 4. See, having a balance of knowing what God's goal is for you to walk into is the only thing that's going to balance the faith message.
Yeah.
You'll be a frustrated faither if you don't see that the kingdom of God is what God's moving you toward. Because you'll see, I want to see this done. And you'll be wanting.
That's right.
You'll be lacking.
Yeah.
Romans chapter 4, verse 17. As is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, speaking of Abraham, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. Calling those things that be not as though they were. This better become your and my lifestyle.
Amen.
Amen.
What state you find yourself in, you better not be satisfied with resting on that. Do you see what I mean? Now, when I say resting, I don't mean that if you find that you're lacking, you can't rest on that and say, well, that's for somebody else to press into. Well, Jesus was the pattern, but yeah, he had an advantage. He was the Son of God. My word says he had no advantage. Can I say that?
Yes, amen.
I'll just read it to you over in Hebrews. If he had an advantage, he can't be my high priest. Now he is my high priest. Hebrews chapter 4. Well, let's start with verse 12. So this will give you a principle. If you're going to become sharp in the Spirit, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, it's going to have to be, you're going to have this Word working. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. Soul, you know, your mind, emotions, your will, your ability to choose. You better have that Word dividing that from the Spirit, or else you will do what your mind says is a good thing. I'm talking about good things. I'm talking about things that are outwardly moral.
Yeah.
The day is here. I was going to say the day is coming. The day is here. It's not enough to do good things for God.
That's
all that's available in the realm of the soul. You can do something good for Him. I could sit here and tell you how many good things I've done for Him that were just my ideas. And outwardly, they got pats on the back, but they weren't anything of making Him Lord. They weren't anything of following after the Spirit.
Amen.
Okay? Word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We better have this Word operating to divide asunder. We know Jeremiah says the heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Then he goes on to say, I thank God that He knows my heart. And I don't mean that in a way, oh, He knows my heart. He knows how deceitful it can be, and therefore He knows how much I must lean on His Spirit.
Amen.
I must lean on the Spirit. This mind is not to be thrown away. It's to be dominated by the Spirit.
Yes. Yes.
The word thinking is the Greek word we get logic from. If we have the right elements in the equation, which is the Word, then God is logical. You see what I mean? God doesn't presume that you have the wrong elements in the equation. It's just Our duty is to stay under this Word where you get the right elements, and therefore your thinking goes along with what the Word says, not with what you see, not with what you feel, not with what you think.
Amen.
Okay?
Good.
Seeing then that verse 13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in His sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of Him with whom we have to do. Doesn't that save you a lot of time explaining to Him what the situation is?
Yes.
Stop wasting your time and His time telling Him all the details of what He needs to work out. Seeing, whose responsibility is that? Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, of our weaknesses. Let me put it on the positive spin. We have a high priest who can be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. Okay? But was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I have no excuse. If He's my pattern, He was tempted in all points like as I am, yet without sin. I don't see any advantage that He had over me the way I operate in my daily life.
True.
I'm taking away all my excuses. Let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace. That's if you see it. You're not going to come boldly if you don't see that you've got a high priest who knows your weaknesses. That we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Just something I wrote down in my margins. You know, you look up phrases through the years and you write, find grace to help in time when you have to lash the vessel down to keep all the cargo from blowing off in the storm. You had better see for yourself. You have a high priest who demonstrated that as a man, he could walk in 100% faith toward God. Do you think that during the rest of the day that there won't be some faults in my life? You think I'm setting myself up for a failure? You're going to have to see the ultimate goal that God has set for you and I.
Amen.
And not condemn yourself in what you allow.
Amen. That's it.
It's this kingdom is a lifestyle.
Yes.
It's got to be just practiced. And see, if you're walking in love, you won't even notice my fault after we get out of here. See, that's just as much kingdom as anything. See, that you can practice it before it's complete. And practice it in whatever degree you're practicing in, keep going. But don't lose sight of the ultimate goal.
Amen.
You have a destiny that's obtainable to walk in 100% lordship toward God.
Amen.
Anything less than that is, I think we're wasting what was purchased for us.
Amen. That's true.
Back in Matthew, so I guess when I'm hearing, you know, you can read a lot that's being published in the Christian world, and you see the word kingdom, you see spirit, you find out if that's giving you an indication of how to practically walk it out, or is it giving you an image that somebody's building up something that you can just walk into and be a part of. Okay? Is that clear to you? It's you coming under His lordship, bringing that sphere of lordship into every area, and doing more than just saying it. Yeah, that's catchy. I want to be Lord of all my life.
Yes.
Well, what about when things aren't going right? You can do that. You see, I thought it meant changing everything and getting everything in just this tidy little order. The order's there. It just doesn't always look tidy.
That's right.
Okay? Luke 12. We'll start about 31. And this verse is still a reflection of back in Matthew. You don't have to turn back there. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. He's talking about, take no thought of what you'll eat or drink, but seek first the kingdom of God. That sounds pretty important, doesn't it? Seek first God rule in your life. And I'm not talking about to know about God rule. I'm talking about what's God rule for me right now. You can walk in an awareness that doesn't make you no good for anything in the earth. You see what I mean? That I have no excuse not to seek him first while I'm working. I have no excuse not to seek him first while I'm caught in slow traffic. Okay? This spirit can operate at the same time the mind is.
Yes.
I cannot run off the road while I'm understanding things of the spirit. And if you're waiting for everything in your life to get so uncomplicated before you try to hear God, you will be waiting the rest of your life.
Amen.
You can do a whole lot more than you have ever done. Just because you haven't done it, don't get discouraged.
Amen.
It's taking it piece. Seize every opportunity you have. And if you find yourself in a whirlwind not seizing it, whoo, seize it. Start.
Yes.
Start.
Yes.
Amen.
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. They're going to be annexed into your life. And God has need, knows that you have need of these things. But I'm telling you, you can grow in this kingdom even before you see some of the manifestation.
That's true.
But don't lose your hope in the manifestation of it either. And start doing things that'll bring the manifestation into picture. So you see, you've got the faith message, and you've got it encompassed by what's God's ultimate purpose. Is for me to operate under His lordship in any situation. That's what Paul said. I can be content in whatever state I find myself in. He didn't stay there, but he said, I can be content. Did he being in a cell, did it slow down him hearing from God and writing the letters? No. And do you find him dwelling on his situation? I mean, I didn't, until I found out, you know, where he wrote some of his letters, I had no clue. Because they're full of victory. They're full of pressing people into making him Lord while he himself was in dire straits. Okay. Chapter 12, Luke, verse 31. He's repeating the same thing in Matthew 6 about the bird, you know, what you have need of. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Oh, God. Well, when y'all get it just down pat, then I want to come join it. That's the concept I had in my mind. If I can just be in with a bunch of people that are trying to press out of the kingdom, maybe something will rub off on me. Or maybe I'll be protected by their... It's an individual. It's you pressing into the kingdom of yourself. Now listen, it's Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Well, if I show up every Sunday and be faithful, will He's going to give me the kingdom?
No.
Now, I tried that 20 years. Still frustrated. If I'm looking for Him to give me something. But if you look up, and again, you know, this is just Strong's. If you look up give, yield. To bring forth, to yield. Oh, praise God, it's God's good pleasure to yield the kingdom in me. Well, it's His good pleasure, but it's not always pleasurable to me. How does the husbandman bring more yield? John 15. How does he bring forth more fruit? How does he bring it forth? Purges. Cuts. What looks like a loss is in an increase. He that's first in the kingdom is last. We have a little phrase, the way up is down. Greatest in the kingdom is he that's servant of all.
That's right.
See, if you... Let me just read John 15. I am the true vine and my Father is the husbandman. That's the same Father whose good pleasure it is to give me the kingdom. To bring the yield forth. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, oh God, yeah, there must be something in my life that's bearing fruit. He purgeth it. Oh, He takes away what's not bearing fruit, and then what is bearing fruit, He cuts on that again.
Yes.
Oh, my. That it may bring forth more fruit.
Amen.
My Father's attitude is not satisfied with just fruit. It's more fruit.
Amen.
So, that seems that I need to not be satisfied. Don't be satisfied with where you are. Don't be satisfied with thinking this kingdom, this sphere of influence. Can I say that right? Sphere of influence is unattainable to you where you are. It's obtainable.
Yes, it is.
It's going to take energy for you to seize every opportunity to come under His Lordship.
Amen.
It's going to take energy when things don't look like going your way. And let me tell you, I'll tell you ahead of time, I doubt if any of you know this. They don't always go your way. In fact, the more fruit you bear, the more you find that it's not going to go your way. So just get over that ahead of time. Just get over that ahead. And you'll find out that what you thought was the way it had to go really doesn't matter if you'll just let some things happen.
Glory, glory.
I got good ideas. I've got real good ideas. And I'm always having to let them go by and find out that it didn't matter. And sometimes I press those good ideas and then I have to clean the mess up. And it was a good idea. It was a good idea. God.
Glory. Hallelujah.
What was this other thing? Brother Cronquist told us years ago. He said, you can be right and you'll be wrong. And you can be wrong and you'll be wrong. So, fear not, little flock. He's got that flock. I want you to tell you, it's my pleasure to bring forth my influence in your life. It's going to hurt. It's going to take pruning. It's going to take a lot of disappointment. But it's my good pleasure to bring it forth.
Yes.
Now, I'm telling you, you keep your ears tuned. You'll find how His Lordship is just speaking to you in many ways. It's things you don't... I don't mean that it's... It's not always things you want to testify about.
Yeah.
It's learning how to shut up.
Yeah.
It's learning how to speak out. Yeah. Guys, you can't win any... If you think you've got it figured out, you better just...
Right.
Forget about it. It's going against the grain of what you think about 100% of the time. Until now, like I say, I don't want to downplay thinking, because we're supposed to have our thinking renewed.
That's right.
Until my thinking gets in the right order,
yeah.
it's going to go against what I perceive with my natural senses. Let me say that. Now there's progress being made where your thinking can see beyond the natural, and you'll think thoughts that have to be done, and they'll be going against every natural inclination, but they'll be part of your thinking. God's not abandoning this soul by any means. 1 Thessalonians 5 says He wants... Let me read it. 1 Thessalonians 5. He is not... God, like I said, the reasonings that he wants us to cast down are the ones that aren't under His influence. Verse 23, 1 Thessalonians 5, 23. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, set you apart wholly, entirely. And I pray God your whole spirit, your whole soul, and your whole body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That word preserved blameless is to fulfill a command. There's got to be a goal that it's supposed to become in this earth. Now I'm not talking about one day.
Yeah.
I'm talking about process happening in this earth. If the earth's going to be filled with His glory, who's He going to fill it with?
Yeah.
It better be me. I don't mean that. I better realize that I'm a vessel that's supposed to be bearing His glory in this earth.
Yeah.
And that will, I tell you folks, it will change your whole attitude.
Yeah.
If you realize you're the one that's designed to bear His glory.
Yeah.
His very nature in the earth.
Yeah.
Nothing proud about that. We know who we are.
Yeah.
That's why we just keep having to lean heavily on Him.
Yes.
I know how my heart can deceive me. Therefore, I'm going to lean heavily on Him who knows my heart.
Yes, true.
Then I can act in ways that aren't just led by what I think is a good thing.
Yes,
see, I hope we're beyond deceit and these things that we think are underhanded, but they can happen even pursuing after just good things that you want to do for God. You've got to be led by His Spirit. And that's it's practical. I don't know how to emphasize more that it's obtainable. Okay?
Amen.
I'm going to read 31 and 32 one more time here. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, to yield it, to bring it forth. And whatever, I'm just telling you, whatever pain it takes for it to bring forth, you can take it.
Amen.
You have not exhausted what has been deposited in you. You just think you have. And then there's that trouble again. There's been a deposit of God in you that you haven't been hurt enough to you. What am I? Let me say it clear. When you're hurt, you haven't realized how much you can recover from that.
Yes,
yeah. True. Right? Mm-hmm. I have never been hurt more than by the body of Christ.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about intentional. I'm talking about things that people say that are just totally unintentional.
Yes.
I don't mean that they let something slip that was bad. It's something that I took a certain way. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I mean.
Besides what people say that they meant. Big deal. How are you going to handle that? Go to Ephesians. You see, all of this pursuit of His influence in your life is happening in the context of the body of Christ. He is doing things. He has still not abandoned the concept of His church. All right? So right in the middle of the vehicle that He's developing us in, it's going to take a little bit of going the extra mile. Let's start chapter 4, verse 1 of Ephesians. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, I'm sorry, but I did not find it. I don't know if y'all remember that campaign about 15 years ago. I found it. Campus Crusade. Bless him, I'm sorry, but I didn't find anything. He hounded me down.
Yes.
In the middle of church. See? He didn't have to go outside the church to hound me down. I was hiding right there. I beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you're called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love.
Amen.
Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. All I see here is my responsibility.
That's right.
You don't owe me anything.
That's right.
I mean, you do. If you read, you know, you owe me love.
Yes.
But if you can develop the attitude that nobody owes me to be treated nice.
That's right.
Nobody owes me to be understanding. If they do, that's fine. But you see what I'm saying? My responsibility is to be long-suffering.
That's right.
My responsibility is to be forbearing.
That's true.
My responsibility is to endeavor. I don't see that. I think that's going to take some energy. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. You endeavor where you're planted to stay in unity with leadership. Feelings or no feelings?
Yes.
Feelings or no feelings. And I'm telling you, it's not like, I want to say, well, from some... I get my feelings stomped on if you breathe. You don't have to say anything. It's just, you know, just some people have made up that way. That's all right.
Yes, it is.
My responsibility is to endeavor.
Yes.
My responsibility is to be long-suffering. And I'm not saying that everybody's doing the wrong thing. I'm just saying, you know what? You perceive things that aren't there.
Yes, amen.
So it's not necessarily... When you know, I'm a sensitive person, it's probably because I'm delusioned. Because I'm seeing things that aren't even there. People's intentions, they're not even there. And when people are free in God, you'll find, if you're sensitive, you'll find that even offends you more. Because they're not tiptoeing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Get over it. I'm getting over it. This whole walk is a process, folks. It's a process. And You may fluctuate some, but you stay steady on. You can endeavor. You've got what it takes to endeavor. You've got what it takes to long suffer. Just do it. There's one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. Wow. And then we could go another 3 hours here on the what's following in this word, you know, in this chapter even, about the importance of understanding the gifts that Christ gave to the church. But you see, if you know the gift ministries that Christ, the offices that Christ has given to the church, they won't do you any good if you're not going to be long-suffering.
That's true.
If you won't endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit, if you won't stay meek, if you don't realize you're the prisoner of the Lord, you didn't have a choice in this. Because I'm just telling you, we are all in this progress together.
Amen.
And so everything, whatever office you, whatever your calling is, you're subject to offend me at any time. Y'all see what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why he prefaces the importance of the offices here, because you're going to have to do the endeavoring and the long suffering. You're going to have to stay meek. We're not all yet at that goal. And until that happens, I've got everything in me. If he didn't mean that I could endeavor, he wouldn't have commanded me to endeavor.
That's true.
I don't have to pray for endeavoring. Please lay hands on me and make me not have any feelings. I've asked God that. And it just seems like they just got turned up. You know, I'm just that much more sensitive to being offended.
Amen.
But what does the Word say? Let.
Yes.
Let offenses pass by.
That's true. That's right.
You just better learn to disengage.
Amen.
Or else you won't hear what the Spirit of God's saying to you. Just disengage this mind sometimes. Well, I think I'm gonna end it right there. I wanted to get across to you that it's His good pleasure to prune and purge and bring forth more fruit in your life. It's His good pleasure to bring forth Him being in 100% lordship in your life. Don't look for something to join. The kingdom is going to have to be seized by you right in the middle of your hurt, right in the middle of when things are going right. Stop. I tell you, it couldn't have been better for us to go through coming over here and being disoriented. Not knowing what day of the week, you know, it doesn't feel like a church day. God, that's a good feeling.
Yes.
See, all that's hangover from, what does it feel like? You know, I know what it feels like when I got plenty of rest in Allsville and we have a meeting. I don't know what it's like, but now I do know what it's like here, see? But you see, it's facing, this is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in this earth as it is in heaven. If you see that as your responsibility, you can shake off the feelings.
Yeah.
And believe me, you're going to have to stay active in shaking them off. But you can walk this kingdom out. And keep your ear open and you'll find whoever's ministering. I don't mean just this week. I mean in your own, you know, you'll find the secrets of the kingdom to apply right in your life.
Amen.
Okay.
Praise the Lord.
For behold, saith the Lord, up thy spirit, for it's not by power nor by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord. This is not a day that thou shalt play. It's not a day that thou shalt be as the children in the marketplace. It's not a day that thou shalt command everybody to do as you do, but ye shall be a manifestation of myself in the earth, that individuals may know that they can walk in me and perform in me. For this is a day of the manifestation of the sons of God. Yea, the kingdom has come, and what shall I do with it? Yea, be thou likened unto me, saith the Lord. Manifest even as I manifest the Father, even so ye must manifest the Spirit of the Lord thy God in the earth. This is my divine order. This is my will for each and every one of thee, that you must walk and manifest me, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.